The new number from CAL FIRE is 21. 21 wildfires now burning in Northern California. Thousands have evacuated or fled and sought refuge in shelters throughout the Bay Area. With all the smoke, it's been difficult to escape the otherworldly haze and toxic air these fires have spread all across the region. KQED's Paul Lancour visited people who spent the night in Marin County, dozens of miles from their home.
11-year-old Christopher Rivera's mom woke him in the middle of the night in their Santa Rosa home and told him to quickly pack a bag. Then his family drove south.
On the way here, it started getting really foggy and smoky, and my lungs started to hurt and my eyes.
Brenda Arellano wasn't forced to evacuate from her home in Sonoma, but she decided to come to this shelter at the Marin County Fairgrounds anyway.
I didn't worry about me. I worry about my children, the smell.
After first stopping at an evacuation center closer to her Santa Rosa home, 16-year-old Leslie Burnaby and her family also headed to Marin.
Even though we were safe there, it was just a lot of toxic air. We couldn't really even breathe, so we decided to go as far as possible, so we came here.
But was it far enough? Standing outside the fairgrounds building, you could barely see the surrounding hills through the thick haze.
There is no good air quality in the North Bay area.
Matt Willis is public health officer from Marin County. He says they keep the doors shut at the shelter and they distribute masks. People with asthma and emphysema get special medical attention.
We have oxygen and albuterol and other things that can help them if they do develop respiratory symptoms.
Willis says the county expects the shelter to be open at least through the end of this week. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District says the air will likely remain unhealthy for large parts of the region for many days to come. I'm Paul Lancour, KQED News.